For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Of the 100 most eviction-prone rural and small cities in the United States, 47 are in South Carolina. That's according to the Eviction Lab project at Princeton University, which compiled eviction filings and formal eviction records from 2000 to 2016. In just those 47 South Carolina small and rural towns, Eviction Lab counted 5,633 evictions, a little more than half the number of overall filings for those towns.
Something that drives the high numbers that we see, at least in terms of filings and possibly in terms of actual evictions, is the fact that it's very cheap and it's very easy to start that process.
Adam Prothereau is with South Carolina Appleseed Legal Justice Center in Columbia.
The filing fee for an eviction is $30. It costs you another $10 to have the sheriff's office serve it.
The national average, according to Eviction Lab, is about $112 to file. But Jay Reinhardt, owner of Reinhardt Property Management in Rock Hill, says zeroing in on filing fees is misleading.
We hate evictions. It is one of the most costly things we do.
But LeVar Edmonds, a researcher at Eviction Lab, says South Carolina's cheap and easy eviction process contributes to serial filings designed not to evict, but to intimidate.
Oftentimes, when landlords are filing, they have no intention of trying to remove you from the house. It's just used as a way to get back rent.
The problem for tenants, he says, is that even an eviction filing can negatively affect a renter's credit rating.
Having some sort of eviction-related offense on your record, even if you don't necessarily have an eviction judgment, it's going to be good for you.
State Representative Marvin Pendarvis is a Democrat who represents House District 113 near Charleston. He says a big problem for rural renters is affordability, stemming from landlords charging high rents as a way to hedge against certain types of risks.
High poverty, high crime, drug activity, things that could cause potential problems, landlords are trying to hedge for them.
But even if the rent is doable, the condition of rural properties themselves often comes into play. Rural properties are frequently older, single-family, and mobile homes, and just as frequently need repairs that landlords may be unwilling or even unable to make. Mark Fessler is the head of the housing unit at South Carolina Legal Services in Greenville.
This is something that comes up a lot, actually. The tenant has an issue with the property, and then they decide to withhold rent. You cannot do that.
Well, you can, but there are very particular steps to follow. A complaint has to be in writing first, and the problem to be addressed needs to be considered an essential service, something serious enough to be harmful if not addressed.
But people don't know this. People just think, well, you know, I paid for this place as I started renting it, not as, you know, it's deteriorated, but you need to fix it.
Pendarvis says deteriorating rural properties face especially long odds of being fixed.
The likelihood of those being replaced or repaired or renovated are slim to none. And the reason is just there's not a lot of investment in those areas.
For Pendarvis, the solution to what he calls an eviction crisis requires legislative might. He's already helped establish the state's first dedicated housing court in Charleston, and he's written the bill for next year's South Carolina House session that would establish dedicated housing courts statewide. For Jay Reinhardt, the solution is at the landlord-tenant level.
Even just a simple 1 hour, one day, half a day little, hey, here's how to deal with tenants, and let the local magistrate lead it.
He says rural landlords often have no backup, so they try to figure out the state's housing laws as they go, and that can easily exacerbate the problem. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.